That's right. I have got the hardest working guy in the trap rock industry. We got Donnie Brewer on. Good morning, pal.
Good morning. How you doing, Paulie?
I'm here, man. I'm alive, and I have a pulse and looking out at the snow. Where are you at?
Well, I'm in Alabama. I'm in Mobile, Alabama currently. And, you know, this is early for me.
Well,
you know, I'm in musician hours.
Well, yeah, absolutely, man. I'm so sorry to get you up so early. But, you know, I'm one of those DJs from Las Vegas, worked out there for 12 years. And, you know, our days don't start till midnight. You know, you get in like at 5 in the morning when the sun is coming up. You feel like a mole person, right?
Right. Yeah, that's the life of a musician right there, man.
Oh, man, tell me about it, man. You know, let me ask you a question. You know, a lot of people are asking me, you know, how did Donnie Brewer get into the trap rock industry? So explain this a little bit to us.
Well, that's actually a very cool story. I was born and raised in Austin, Texas. And, you know, it's a big blues and rock and country type area and a lot focused on original music. But it's saturated with musicians, so it's hard to make a living with your own music out there, you know. And for me, I just played in cover bands mainly because the music that I was writing, there wasn't an audience for, or so I thought, you know. And it was probably maybe about seven years ago. I was playing my songs at a little acoustic thing, and a guy came up and said, "Man, I really like your trap rock song." And I said, "What the hell is that?" He said, "Yeah, you should really come play for one of our Parrot Head clubs." And I was like, "I know what a Parrot Head is, but they have clubs? Holy crap."
Yeah, there you go.
So it just kind of started from there. You know, Jerry Diaz got me, kind of showed me the ropes and got me into it. And I was so excited because I actually already had my first album recorded when that guy discovered me. His name was Chris and Amy Durden was the couple that pretty much discovered me. But Jerry Diaz and Sonny Jim are the two that brought me onto the scene, nationally anyway.
And, you know, I think it's a great story, you know, because most of the, you know, musicians that I speak to, and, you know, they have roots in different genres of music. And all of a sudden, they discover this new one, and it blows up. It's like, holy crap, man, I found the gold coin that I was looking for. You know, this is it. I'm going to go for
it.
Yeah, why not, man? Well, you know, talk about your music. Where do you find the inspirations for your songs? I mean, you got some really great music, man.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it's, you know, like I said, raised in Austin there. The only beach I knew was in Port Aransas, which is about a, you know, 3.5 hour drive that we used to make in about 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Back in college. And but really, I just grown up, that was my beach. And I'd never been to the Caribbean or anything like that growing up. And so a lot of stuff that I wrote is about those times back in the day, you know, blasting Van Halen, spring break down there, you know. And some of these songs are, you know, from the 90s, and they never got put on an album until 2012, so. But it's always been a part of me. And I guess, unlike most folks, you know, I wasn't a Jimmy Buffett, a Jimmy Buffettophile, you know, growing up and knowing all the songs. You know, that stuff was new to me. I was just writing that music because that's what felt right to me. And I discovered there's kind of a whole world out there. And the people that are attached to it is my favorite thing about it.
And, you know, and that's part of the musician's vibe. You know, when you walk in and there's a lot of people enthusiastic and they're just ready for you, it really brings that vibe up for you. You feel good, you know, and most of the music that you play and have actually written is a good fun, good feeling kind of music, man. That's something that I truly believe that the writers out there are looking for. So how would you inspire artists to write in the trap rock genre?
You know, I would, you know, and it's an expensive habit, but the the biggest thing for me is after I was able to leave my little brown water beach and actually get to the BVIs, go to Mexico, get out there, and it inspired me to write more honestly. But the advice that I would really give, because you don't have to go there to write about escapism, that's really what we're talking about, is escapism. My biggest advice to writers would be, write honestly. Don't write what you think people want to hear. Write what inspires you. Write what gets you to escape. And the fans are gonna see right through that if you're fake. So just be real. That's my biggest advice.
And you know, I think what a great suggestions and recommendations. We've got a lot of writers that listen to the show, and the beauty about them, they're up and coming, you know, and they want to break out. They want to, and they have it in their veins. It's like, holy Christ, man, I got to find something. I'm looking for this niche. So more of the musicians and creators and the writers that we have on air, you know, that's one of the main questions. I mean, how did you find inspiration? And, you know, finally, you know, I think the truthful side of you, tell a story, you know, color it so that, you know, people can admire you
I think they get caught up too much in my song must have, you know, palm trees and toes in the sand in it to be trop rock, and that's just simply not true. I mean, it's about a whole attitude of escapism, and from where you are, whatever your background is, find what is true to you that fits that attitude and write about that. It could be anything.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about your tour. You got something coming up in March.
I do. I was this weekend coming up is fill out the calendar day. We were on the phone the last 3 days. Just everybody's kind of getting more comfortable and more comfortable, and so, you know, we've kind of been a little bit shy on booking things, but we're starting to book the calendar out. We're not going anywhere until the end of March. We'll go over to Florida and we'll do a couple of dates over there at the Habitat and Bradenton outside of Tampa, and then we'll go over to Jacksonville. We're playing in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, at Buddy's backyard, and then we're headed over to Texas for about a month or so, and we're going to do the Party Gras, which has been moved from New Orleans to Galveston, a little cool area. And then there's other events down the road that are booked: Riddles in the Sand, Summer Chill, Iowa, at Surf Ballroom, Labor Day weekend deal with the Iowa Pearhead Club up there. So, I mean, there's a lot of things in the works. We're working out our Meeting the Minds schedule. And, of course, we have a bunch of trips. We are able to do a couple of those, not as many as we had booked this last year that didn't happen. But, you know, our Mexico trips and Caribbean trips, and those are some of my favorite things besides, you know, my close personal house concerts. It's fun to get out there in the Caribbean and play music in those perfect type of environment.
You know, the great thing about this, now you have been traveling so often, you know, throughout the United States, and you meet a lot of people. And, you know, we've got a lot of newbies on our station today. Where can they listen and also find and maybe purchase some of your product?
Well, that's real difficult. My name is Donnie Brewer, and you go to DonnieBrewer.com. So, but yeah, no, I try to keep it updated. It's kind of with COVID, everything has been, you know, wacky, and the tour hasn't been I've been hanging out in the RV too much. I live in the RV. If folks don't know that, I live in a Winnebago, and it helps us tour the country a whole lot easier.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, we've been doing a lot more studio work as a result of not being able to tour as much, and I'm excited about that. We're going to be opening Zenzala Studios here in Mobile, Alabama.
Wow.
and kind of centrally located so that we can get a lot of work done. I don't know which ones I can actually name, but we're going to be doing some records for some big names in top rock, so I'm excited about that.
That is so cool. So for all of our listeners that are looking for, you know, some of the products that Donnie Brewer has, simply go to zimzalastyle.com. That's ZIMZALASTYLE.com. And you'll find a range of items from caps, T-shirts, CDs, and just, you know, order right from there. I mean, there's so many items there as well. Dude, you know, let me ask you a question. Tell me a little bit about what Zimzala actually means. What is it?
Well, Zimzala, my first couple of records were co-written with my brother. He's a great lyricist, and my brother Rick. And when we were working on the second album, he brought this word in to me. I don't know if this is a song or whatever, but we have to do something with it. And it, I guess it's kind of like an old surf scene kind of a word.
Okay.
Kind of a Hawaiian surf scene. It's not Hawaiian, but it's from that scene. And it means a free-spirited person who finds peace with their toes in the sand.
What?
And that just describes our people, you know?
What do you mean? That's describing me, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I think it's a lot of us, and I think it's a lot of us that don't even know that, you know. But yes, perfect word for me, perfect word for my brand and my style.
That is so cool, man. So and when I bring on these you know, creators and these writers and these musicians and all of these artists that travel throughout the world spreading the music, we always ask them to do something really crazy. So sing me something in a cappella right now.
Something in a cappella.
Yeah.
I need rum and something and a skinny beer. Damn the old skinny beer. I don't know. It seems like my drinking songs are my go-to anytime somebody asks me to do something. I don't know why that is. I guess, you know, drinking is a form of escapism. That's why I get a lot of that.
It surely is. Any last words for our listeners today, buddy?
Oh, I would say, you know, go out and tell a friend about Trop Rock. That, you know, as much as some of these artists are now discovering that they're is this genre out there, and that there are fans who will appreciate it and will go to house concerts and events. As much as musicians are discovering it, fans are just now discovering it, even though they've been Zimzala their whole life. They've been Trop Rock their whole life. And so I would say, go out there and tell a friend about it. You know, look up the website.
So cool. We're going to leave them with Tacos, Tequila, and Trop Rock. Thanks for being on today, Donnie, and we're going to get you on soon again, all right?
All right.
Awesome, dude. All right, nicely done. Donnie Brewer. And we're going to leave with this crazy, crazy song. I've been loving this since I got it. And actually, you can go to his Facebook page, Donnie Brewer TX. That's for Texas. And simply see what he's got on there. But there's a YouTube video that has Tacos, Tequila, and Trop Rock. You're listening to Paul.